talking about the future.
Phew! That test was so long. 2 hours!
Was it? Did you do well?
I can't really tell, but I sure hope I don't have to take that test again. I'm fed up with having tests every day. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. What are you doing here in the cafeteria?
Oh, it's quiet here in the morning, and I have to go over my notes before class. I can't concentrate at home, so I like to come here.
Have you got a test today too?
Yes, I have to be in the large classroom on the second floor at 10 o'clock. In January, we used to have our tests on Fridays, but this month is different.
Oh, you mustn't be late! And I have to go upstairs too. We can go together if you want. Have you heard any news about your work placement?
No, not yet. It's about time. It's already February. But I'll know more tomorrow. I've asked to work in a hotel rather than in a restaurant because I want to be a hotel manager, a maître d'hôtel, and not a normal waitress. And you? Heard any news?
Yes, Mr. Tapano, our mentor, told me last Monday. I'm going to work at a luxury resort, which means a very, very luxurious hotel where you might even meet some celebrities. I can't wait to see it. You know I want to be a receptionist, but not in a shabby hotel.
But don't you want to be a hotel manager later?
Yes, of course. But first, I have to begin my career as a receptionist. And then, next year, maybe, I'll be an assistant manager in a hotel.
Oh, that's great.
Look, the guys are coming over. Joe and Nikos. They're so cute, the two of them.
Aha! Could it be that you're in love with one of them? Don't get your hopes up. Joe doesn't like girls, and Nikos is a womanizer.
A womanizer? You mean he really loves women?
Exactly. But he has more than one girlfriend at the same time.
Hi, boys. How are you doing?